we have visited before about the steady improvement about state ratings in Bryan Public Schools. The most recent ratings included a couple of campuses that just about made the state's cut, and the district decided to appeal one of those campus ratings, and understand the state has ruled on that appeal.
That's right, Bill. We submitted an appeal in early September to the Texas Education Agency for Crockett Elementary. There are four indexes by which schools and districts are being measured now in terms of performance. And there is a new one for elementary schools, and that was Index 4, which measures post-secondary readiness. What's interesting about, and one of those odd twists of how state accountability is working in the modern era, Crockett was very, very close to meeting that. They were within 2 points of meeting standard for that index. And again, we're talking about an elementary school and an index that measures post-secondary readiness, or readiness for life and careers after high school. So they were within 2 points with the data that the state was looking at. However, in an interesting twist, there are a pocket of students that are called English language learners, or ELL students. And if they've been in the country from 2 to 4 years, they are encouraged to take the STAR test in English, which shows progress, and it should be a higher measure for them. So, but those students are only counted in current accountability if they take the test in their native language, which in this case would have been Spanish. But because these students sort of overperformed, if you will, they did better than expected. They were proficient enough in English to take their exams in English, and not only that, do very, very well on those exams. We felt like that data should count. I mean, here's 15 kids that have done what it takes to learn the language of English, have done what it takes to take the tests in English and excel on those tests, and why should that count against the school? In other words, those high-performing students were taken out of the school's data and not allowed to count on the school's behalf. And so our appeal is that's just wrong for kids. That's wrong across the state. That's wrong for Crockett's kids. It's wrong, period. And the TEA was considered enough to really study this and mold this over. Again, this is an appeal that was generated in September by us, and they've just ruled on it here in mid-November. They ruled in Crockett's favor, which means the data from those children will count in Crockett's accountability metric, and that brings Crockett up to, instead of improvement required, MET standard. So that means every school in the district itself, with the exception of one elementary school, and that's Milam, has MET standards for the 2013-14 school year. And I might mention also Milam only missed Index 4 by one single point. So they're close too. The story here is a great one for the Crockett Rockets. They felt they put in the hard work. The kids felt great about it. And yesterday, you know, the tears of joy on the face of the faculty at Crockett and the cheering of the students when they knew that their school had met accountability was really awesome and a moving experience, I think, for all of us.
Even for youngsters that are K through 5th grade or 6th grade, never underestimate what something in Austin can do for their morale.
That's right. And, you know, they care about their school. They care about how their schools are doing. They want those big banners in the lunchroom that say, you know, high-achieving school. They want the distinctions of having performed really, really well in some areas. And the school, the kids like to challenge each other. You know, our attendance rate can be better than yours. We'll get more distinctions this year than you guys will get. It's a friendly competition, but you know, I think kids are very perceptive, and they can feel the stress on their teachers and the stress on the leaders, and the kids themselves feel the pressure of having to perform on these standardized tests at such a young age. And so to know that their hard work paid off was very special for them.